T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher, now with Fox Sports Wisconsin. Hello, Augie. How you been?
Hi, Unit. How you love our great weather we have outside?
This sucks. I can't be any more honest about it. Look, this is great Christmas weather, but I am so ready for baseball and outdoors and tailgates and the smell of charcoal. I can't even get past it. So I'm looking forward to some warmer weather, at least today and from here on out for the next week. We're either in the low 50s or mid 60s, so maybe spring's on its way. We'll see. Jerry, so look, people ask me all the time, what do you think of this team? And I was saying a little while ago, I don't know. I mean, I get the sense that when they get back healthy, that, you know, if you can get Arcia going again like they did after about a month and a half of the season last year, and then he had a tremendous season to finish out, if you can get Braun back and get him healthy and get him into a decent rotation, you know, I mean, it seems like the pieces are there. You're getting some decent outings and then some bad outings. This is about what we expected, isn't it?
Well, you know, I think coming out of spring training, when you saw the way this team was playing, they were scoring a lot of runs, they were playing some really good defense, pitching was trying to take form, everybody wanted to go out and get another starter, but you know, this organization felt that they had enough people inside the organization that they had to find out what they have in the organization, number one, and then see where they go from there. That coming out of spring training, that, you know, everything was going, but they've been hit by some injuries, you know, injuries with Yelich and some key people coming out of spring training has really changed on how they're approaching the season. So I think the big thing with this club is just going out and getting healthier. And once they get healthy, they're going to score runs. They haven't been scoring runs. This team is going to score some runs, and I think you're seeing the pitching starting to get a little bit better. I think if Guerra would have got one or two more outs the other day, they'd have three or four consecutive quality starts almost. So you're looking at this team that is starting to develop. The bullpen is throwing the ball very well without Corey Knebel, and when they get him back, they're only going to get better. So I think this team is going to get better as we go along.
What has impressed you about the pitching staff, and what has concerned you about the pitching staff?
The consistency of getting off to a good start. I think the starters have the issues that they have had is getting off to a good start and being really consistent in the strike zone. And one thing you have to do, there's always adjustments when you, for some reason, when pitchers go even from the bullpen to the mound, there's a little bit of an adjustment when you start a game. And what we saw Zach Davies and what we've seen of Chase Anderson, they've been able to make some adjustments. Zach struggled on a couple, and now yesterday he was in a little bit of had some issues in that first inning, made some great adjustments, and he's starting to get the idea. But when you go out that first inning, there's always adjustments you have to make, and those adjustments you make really dictate how that game is going to go. We've seen Guerra come back up and doing that. Now we got to get the other guys in line with it.
So, I mean, go back to the offense for a minute. Yelich is back, which is good news, because I really think that his bat and the ability to continue. You know what? Have you ever seen anybody, who would you compare it to? Because I'm sure you have, but who would you compare it to when it comes to Yelich working a pitcher at the plate? Because it seems like he can foul off pitch after pitch after pitch, and he's always on the ball.
Well, you know, we just had a guy that he's very similar to, Joey Votto. Joey Votto really works the count, and Joey Votto doesn't care if he has no strikes or three strikes. He just works the count to get his pitch to hit. And I think when you look at Yelich, the way he swings the bat, he's a guy that hits the ball where his pitch. He uses the whole field. He can hit with power, but he's a guy up there a lot like a Lorenzo Cain also, that they take a lot of pitches. They work the pitches early in the batting order. And when you got those two guys that are working pitches and can swing the bat and do the little things you need to do to win baseball games, it really changes the lineup a lot. It helps you move that lineup along like you're supposed to. So with those two guys at the top of the order, this lineup is much, much better.
Which I completely agree. Now it's just a matter of getting some of these guys going, and you talked about it a couple of minutes ago. Offensively, how good is it to have VR hitting above the above the Mendoza line, 250 or better? He seems to be on the ball a little bit better, like a little bit of the pressure from last year is gone. He still makes a few mistakes in the field and base running, but for the most part, as long as he's offensively good, it seems like the rest of his game seems to flow.
Yeah, I think it was really important for Jonathan Villar to get off to a good start. I think sometimes with the way it went for him last year, I think he's in the beginning of the season, it didn't start off real good. Spring training wasn't real good. They had the World Baseball Classic, and he was there, and he lost some time to get some at-bats and that. But this year, starting off good, I think it's really with Jonathan is a very much a mental thing, because, you know, when you look at what he does each and every day, he comes to the ballpark, he works as hard as anybody, he wants to do as good as anybody, but last year just couldn't get it going, and this year it seems like, you know, he's come out, he works hard every day, and he wants to get better. He's still making some errors in the field, little things where he's trying to be too quick or at times try to do too many things too fast, and that's kind of been a little bit of an issue with him playing defense, but offensively, he's really swinging the bat well, and he's going to help this lineup, there's no doubt.
What about Josh Hader? Does he morph eventually into being a closer?
I think Josh Hader can do anything. I think you can start him if you'd really want to, or you can put him out of bullpen. I really like him out of the bullpen. I think you look at him as a starter, you think of a guy like a Chris Sale or a Madison Bumgarner style. I think he's got some action of Chris Sale. I think he's got some action of Madison Bumgarner. Those are two really good pitchers, so he could be a starter. But you see what he's done out of that bullpen now. You can use him during the week. You can use him three times in three games. And he's a guy who can pitch multi-innings. We've seen him get two saves in multi-innings. And right now he's in that process of being a major league pitcher where he's starting to get that confidence, understanding what he has to do. He knows how to go out and really take that process that he's been working on and go out and really go out and pitch real well, locate the ball real well. And I think he's only going to get better. Right now he's throwing a fastball with a slider, and he's very consistent with both. Wait till he gets that changeup. He's going to be really good.
Now, because people say, well, you got to put him as a closer. You got to make him the closer right here, right now. Has he, you talked about the changeup, because the off-speed pitch is kind of what really sets up that fastball. That fastball team started to catch up to last year. What did he do different in the offseason that makes him so much more effective now?
Well, I think he got a little bit stronger. I think last year was really good for him where he got to the big leagues. And, you know, he talked about playing in the Pan Am games when he was in high school or coming out of college, where he got to pitch out of the bullpen. He really enjoyed that. But when he got to the big leagues, he never understood quite understood exactly what it was. And when he got here, I thought the Brewers did a great job of allowing him to develop. He came up with what? He came up with the fastball. He didn't even know locating was an issue because you get behind hitters early in the pitch counts. And he didn't have that good slider or confidence in that good slider. But so what you saw of him doing that, all of a sudden you saw him go through August and then in September last year, he started throwing that slider more frequently. And I think just that experience allowed him to think about it over the winter. He got stronger and he came into spring training with the idea that I'm going to work on my pitches, and that's what he did. And now you look at him, he locates the ball, he pitches ahead, he can pitch up in his zone, down his zone, he can pitch in or out, and he's got that really good, quick slider. You put all those elements together, that's pretty good, and when he locates, he is really good. So if he gets that confidence in that changeup, I think that's just going to be a little added feature that only make him better.
What concerns you right now regarding the starting rotation, if anything?
Just consistency. I think the big thing is going out there, and it just seems like the formula for or the equation for this pitching staff unit has been being able to get out there and throw zeros up early, getting off to that good start. I know Zach Davies said that last year some of his issues were that beginning of the game, I did not throw the ball well. I wasn't going out and dominating those first few innings. Like, once I got going, I was fine. So I think the equation for this club in the starting rotation is getting off to good starts. That first few innings, making those adjustments you have to do. And I think once they do that, you start getting this pitching staff, starting staff going into that fifth, sixth inning. You like to go six. If you get them in that six-plus innings each and every night, keeping the team in the ball game, some will be quality, some will not be quality starts, but that's really going to help this club.
Hey, Augie, before I let you go, at times, and now everybody criticizes the manager for whatever, but at times people feel that maybe Craig's got too quick of a hook. I thought it was interesting in spring training that they kept talking to me about numbers. There's so many innings to go. There's so many outs to get. There's so many at-bats to grab. And it's not about a guy in a particular role or a particular position. It's just about the ability to get those outs. is the value of a starting pitcher going 6 1/3 or 6 2/3 or 7 1/3? Is that value now, are we looking at a different game today than we did, say, even 10 years ago?
Oh, I think it's totally different than it was 10 years ago. 10 years ago, you go out to a starter and you try to take the ball out of his hand in the fifth inning. He'd look at you like, well, what are you doing out here? And you don't have that anymore. Now it's all about matchups and how to get 27 outs in a game. And I think the Brewers really have a neat situation. And that neat situation is Jeremy Jeffries, because he had some really good years here as a closer. And you see what he's done? He closes out the fifth, the sixth, the seventh inning when you get in tough situations. That is extremely valuable to a ball club. So I think baseball has changed, unit, where it's not so much the innings you pitch. If you're having a good start, you can go that 6, 7, 8 innings, and you get that out of Clayton Kershaw's of the world and all that. You get it from time to time. But it's about going out there. And once you get to that fifth inning, you get to those 80 to 100 pitches or a little bit more than that, then it becomes a game of not about pitches, not about innings. It's about matchups. And I think that has changed the game.
Augie, always good. We'll chat again down the road. I'll see you at the ballpark too, pal, okay?
All right, Una, great talking to you.
You too, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry Augustine from Fox Sports Wisconsin, former Brewers pitcher. You can catch him on the Brewers broadcast. Always good to have him on the program. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.